It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, in this episode, I want to ask you a question that many of you, I'm sure, do not think about. Do you notice signs that you may have some type of genetic disorder? And if some of you do, what are those signs? You know, which is key, because more than a third of a billion people around this planet have rare genetic disorders. Now, some, a good portion of what is in excess of about 340 million people around the planet are unaware. You know, and being born with some type of genetic disorder, it's tough. But you can definitely, if you've been born with some type of genetic disorder, see an acupuncturist. As a matter of fact, that would be my recommendation, which is why I constantly say, along with seeing a physician on an annual basis, make regular wellness visits with an acupuncturist. Okay? That is super, super important. Because there are so many individuals walking around this planet experiencing certain signs or symptoms, and they have no clue that it's tied to a genetic disorder. One of them being excessive bleeding and bruising. Do you bruise a lot? You notice, like, under your skin is, like, you know, blood signs of bleeding under the skin. Okay. Now, excessive bleeding, let's say from certain wounds or bruises or cuts, it can be a sign of hemophilia, which is a rare genetic disorder. And basically, in such a case, your blood is not clotting properly. Okay, hemophilia is basically an inherited disease. It affects men more than women. And to an acupuncturist, this is definitely a deficiency pattern. Biomedicine, deficiency in blood clotting. And you see, the responsible gene for this is basically located on the X chromosome. And you see, men tend to inherit only one copy of the X chromosome. So if that chromosome is carrying the mutated gene, then they'll have the disease. Now, as far as women are concerned, or females, they tend to have a second, for the most part, normal copy of the gene on their X chromosome. So they're capable of passing this disease and never experience any of the symptoms, ever. Now, another sign you may be suffering from a genetic disorder is, are you experiencing lung infections a lot? Do you have like this persistent cough? Sign of lung qi deficiency or lung yin deficiency? You know, this is why it's important to see an acupuncturist. You know, but from a biomedical perspective, this can be a sign of cystic fibrosis, which is to be considered an inherited condition. You know, this could be, to an acupuncturist, a sign of phlegm damp accumulation in the lungs, along with lung qi deficiency. You know why? Because cystic fibrosis is basically an inherited condition in which the person's lungs and their digestive system tends to become clogged with like thick, sticky mucus, which to an acupuncturist is phlegm damp accumulation. So it'll generally cause problems, let's say, with breathing and digestion, and this starts early on in life. And as the years go by in a person's life, their lungs become more increasingly damaged, and it eventually stops working properly. This is why it's important to see an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits. Because you have to understand health as well. The wealth is not in a bank, it's not in a safe, it's not in a cryptocurrency account, and it's not in an app on your phone. The wealth is not in your pocket, it's not in your wallet, it's not in your purse. And the wealth definitely isn't under your mattress, under the doghouse in the backyard, or in the shoebox in the closet. The wealth is in you. Now, another sign of a potential genetic disorder can be,
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Fatigue and weakness. And so many individuals are unaware of that. Now, this is definitely a sign of some type of qi deficiency, qi and blood deficiency, along with, you know, deficiencies of either yin or yang, but more likely yang. It all depends. This is why you have to see an acupuncturist. But from a biomedical perspective, this can be a sign of thalassemia, which is basically a blood disorder where a person's body produces less hemoglobin than usual. So, and a common sign or presentation of this disorder is extreme weakness and fatigue as a result of being anemic. Because anemia tends to make a person feel tired and weak and experience shortness of breath. And if you already know you suffer from thalassemia, definitely get yourself into an acupuncturist. All right. And believe it or not, you know what else I'm sure will shock many of you? Can be a sign of a genetic disorder is personality changes. And I'm talking about personality changes in a way of severe mood swings. And I know this is surprising many of you. From a biomedical perspective, this can be a sign of Huntington's disease, which is basically an inherited condition that's very rare, where nerve cells in a person's brain degenerate over time. Okay. So, and what happens is important structures and pathways begin to become damaged in the brain. And a person will start experiencing problems with movement, thinking, behavior, and so forth. So it's important that you're aware of this. Another surprising reality as a sign of a genetic disorder is bacterial infections. Now, I know many of you are raising your eyebrows right now. Yeah, and, you know, doesn't mean if you've gotten an infection, you suffer from some type of genetic disorder. No. You see an increased risk or increased susceptibility for bacterial infections can be a sign of sickle cell anemia, which is basically a rare inherited blood disorder. You see, your blood cells can live as long as 120 days, your red blood cells, okay? But if you suffer from sickle cell anemia, now it's only going to live like 10 to 20 days. And it tends to, at that point, get destroyed by a person's spleen. Because from a biomedical perspective, the spleen helps filter the blood of infections. And these sickled cells tend to get stuck in the filter and die. So you see, the less healthy red blood cells you have circulating throughout your body, you can become chronically anemic. And also these sickled red blood cells tend to damage the spleen, which puts you at a greater risk for infections. That's how it all connects. Yes, that is how it all connects. That's how it all comes together. But if you experience any of these symptoms I just went over, it can be a sign of a genetic disorder. My recommendation to you is to get into an acupuncturist right away and simply make acupuncture part of your life, okay? Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?